Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. We will be focusing on the precious metals. And Jordan, let's just start off with this general correction, I guess we can say, that has just started for gold and silver. Gold today down around, let's say, $30. Silver is down a little over a dollar. Actually, right around 98 cents now, and it has fought a little bit back as you and I are recording this about halfway through the day. What are you going to be watching most closely for during this correction, if we do assume that at least a multi-day, maybe a multi-week correction is underway? Because in all fairness, the metals were overbought. They have run so much that a correction arguably is due.
Yeah, and I would also mention multi-month. It's also possible that this is going to be a multi-month correction. So as far as what I'm watching, even if this is a multi-week correction, let's say it lasts like 6 or 7 weeks, we're only on day, I don't know, 3 or 4 if you're looking at the stocks, because the stocks peak before the metals. So I guess what I'll be watching is, relative strength with respect to, how is gold acting relative to the stock market? How are the miners acting relative to the stock market? How is silver and the silver stocks doing, relative to the gold stocks? Is that holding up okay? So I'll be more than particular levels, I will watch these relationships, silver against gold, silver stocks against gold stocks, et cetera. Those are the things that I'll probably be watching. And like I said, it's a little early now, even if you think this is going to be a multi-week correction. It's a little early to get too much out of the particular action here, because we're only a couple days into this. I'll have a better idea of what I'll be looking for, aside from lower prices, probably after a couple weeks.
All right. Well, Jordan, what do you think's more vulnerable here? Is it the metal stocks, or is it the underlying metals? And then even on top of that, within the metal stocks, is it the juniors? Is it the majors? Personally, I see the juniors as being a bit more vulnerable here. Even today, I look across my screen and I'm seeing a number of juniors down 5, some even up to 7-8% down, as the metals are down about 1%. But some of the royalty companies, some of the larger miners, they are not down that much. Some are pretty much flat for the day. Some are just down maybe even less than 1%. But what do you think? What's more vulnerable here?
Well, I mean, you give me a lot of examples to work with. And we know that when we look at the stocks, it's hard to just categorize them as, we have the seniors or we have the juniors, because the juniors can be, you can have a junior that's well established, that has a really good deposit, that's holding up really well, which is different from a junior that really doesn't have anything and they've just been riding the wave of a bull market in the last couple of months. So there's a big difference there. But to your question, something that's interesting to me is I've been looking at the 2008 to 2009 analog as far as how precious metals recovered from that crash and how they recovered from the COVID crash. And there's some similarities there. And I was looking, and so we're about 4 months into this. Well, after 4 months in that October 2008 low, what happened is that was the point in time when gold hit 1,000, its old high, and then it pulled back. Consolidated, went sideways, corrected for 5 or 6 months or so before later breaking above 1,000. However, while that happened, you had a significant correction in the miners, but it was more mild in that GDX had two legs down. It had a correction, then it rallied, then it had another correction. The whole thing lasted about 2 months in GDX. And after that, GDX made a huge move higher to new highs. But that was while gold was still in this correction slash sideways consolidation, which again lasted 5 or 6 months. So GDX corrected for only 2 months, then it rebounded, went to a new high. Same thing with GDXJ. So that was one of the only times that we've seen miners actually outperforming gold, even though gold has been consolidating and in a correction. And what's interesting is that correction in gold started because it rallied back to the previous high, which was 1,000. Remember, 1,000 from 2008. So it rallied back to the previous high. Then it corrected, you know, for 5 or 6 months. Well, what just happened with gold? You know, gold rallied back to the previous high at 1900. I know it went a little bit above it. Now it's going to correct. And meanwhile, if you look at the stocks, you know, they're in this super bullish, larger setup where they've broken out of these bases and they have a lot of upside momentum. And there's very strong upside targets of about 50 for GDX, you know, 83 for GDXJ. So they have a lot more upside to go in that move. So that's something I'm looking at and thinking about as far as the path forward. You know, it we could see a bit of a repeat where, yes, everything corrects for the first couple months, but if the metals are still going to correct and go sideways, you know, beyond a month or two, that could be a point where you see the miners start to outperform, start to grind higher, metals are sideways. And not to drag this on, Corey, but another reason for that could be if you're looking at the metals, like there's potential for you could have corrective floors at, you know, for silver, 20, maybe 21, gold, you know, you could have a floor at, I don't know, maybe 1760. I'm just looking at levels off the top of my head. I'm not doing anything serious. I mean, if those are the floors for this correction and you see, you know, gold basing around 1800, silver basing at 21, 22, those are really high prices compared to where we just were a couple months ago. So if those are the floors or the bases, those are really good levels for the entire sector. And so that, I mean, that's how you can facilitate the miners outperforming the metals with the metals still kind of being in a correction.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. And I think you can still make the argument, especially for gold stocks, that they are still generally undervalued compared to when gold was back at this 1900 plus level. And hey, a sideways move, it could actually just solidify some of these recent moves higher because both gold and silver have been moving quite strongly. When we look at the overall breadth within, let's say, GDX and GDXJ, I'm assuming that some of your data will show that we are still seeing a lot of stocks over key moving averages, even in overbought territory. So that would make me think that breadth is still very strong within these ETFs. Do you have any updated data for us here?
I have some data, but it's a few days old because I thought it was updated yesterday, but it wasn't. But even with that said, I just noticed there's one indicator I like looking at, which is the new highs in GDX. And the I like using the 20-day moving average to smooth that out. And I just noticed today that yesterday that moving average hit about 30%. And that was basically where the peaks were in 2016 and 2019. Now, a week or two ago, this was, I think it was closer to 20%. So it's kind of a lagging indicator. But that being said, that's one breadth indicator that tells us, you know, we're going to have a sustained correction here. The other ones, which you know of, Corey, are I look at the percentage of stocks that have closed above the 20-day, 50-day, and 200-day. In late last week, I mean, those indicators were basically almost 100% across the board, you know, or 94% across the board or 96% across the board. So, and the other thing with those indicators, Corey, is they didn't just reach those levels last week. Like they hit these levels, I think a couple weeks ago. So when breadth gets really extended or really strong, it's typically not the first point when it's like a sell signal. It's when, okay, breadth hits this point, but then it stays there and all these indicators have been above 90, 95% for 2 or 3 weeks. It's at that point when, okay, you know, the momentum has been, you know, overbought for a while now. And because it's been there for a couple weeks, now we know that the buying has really been exhausted. And so I think last week, that's where we were. The buying had been exhausted. And that's why you see, I mean, I think looking at GDX and GDXJ, yes, on Monday they did gap higher and make a new high, but they were really tired out last week. Many juniors peaked last week, and even looking at GDX and GDXJ, I mean, since they had the gap open on Monday, they've basically corrected since that point. Even though the metals, you know, they really, what did they peak yesterday? Depending on what you're looking at. So the stocks were tired, you know, they were signaling that a peak was coming. Breadth was it was overbought for a while. You know, another indicator is that bullish percentage index. I mean, that was at 100%, 96% over the last few weeks. So, I mean, all these things were just making a strong argument that we were headed for a correction. You know, I thought we were going to peak last week, but, you know, it took a little bit longer than that. But, you know, here we are. And again, you know, it's hard for me to say, oh, well, you know, after a week or two, well, the breadth is, or this indicator is down to 70%. That means we can buy. We're just going to have to let the market do its thing, let these stocks correct. And remember, Corey, there's an element of price and time in a correction. Sometimes you get, you know, really sharp declines and that's it for the correction. You know, other times you get a sell-off and then the market bases for a while and it's more of a correction in terms of time. So for this one, I think you could see both. I think you could, you know, give back some of the gains, but the market could also, I mean, consolidate for a couple months here. I think it's going to take some time, and we just have to be patient.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, I always find it interesting to hear what your technicals are showing you. And I know that we've been waiting for a bit of a correction here. And yeah, you always need to value. It's not just correction in price, but also in terms of time. And this run for the precious metals has been so strong. And now that we're up in this 1900 level, boy, oh boy, I hear a lot about 2000, 2500, and then even higher targets. But just remember where we started the year and remember what reasonable gains are for a year-over-year basis, especially if a lot of the precious metals bulls, even us, hope that we are in a longer-term bull market rather than just a quick little spike and pullback. But hey, we've already had 2 years pretty much of positive price action, especially for gold. Jordan, thanks for your time today. I'll post a link to your website, The Daily Gold, and I'll chat with you next week. Have a great rest of your week.